You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Let's start in Hong Kong. A key protest leader there badly beaten up.
Morning, Morgana. Yes, I suppose one can begin to put two and two together, and why not? Let's have a conspiracy theory. At this stage, only a theory. Unfortunately, this is one of the leaders of one of the largest pro-democracy groups in Hong Kong, a protest leader. He's been very vocal, very visible, but Jimmy Shan was found in the street, covered in blood in a pretty bad way. He's been taken to hospital, and he has said from hospital that he remains committed to the ideal of peaceful, non-violence. But he is, as I say, a very high-profile protest leader who was set upon by five men wearing masks. Now, at this stage, you think, who were those five? Did they target him deliberately? Who sent them, if they were sent? What's going on there? And is this now going to become a pattern? And you hope none of that applies. I mean, it's bad enough that this poor guy was beaten up in the course of things. But if this was a deliberate political beating, then that's a whole new scale in Hong Kong. We wait to see.
Yeah, indeed, because now obviously undercover agents of the state, I suppose, of the city administration can also wear those masks and then it can go all awry, basically. Yeah. All right, let's go to Mexico now. Drugs war there. A new operation after the deaths of 13 police officers.
Yeah, they've done this before, and they're going to do it again because the Mexican president, Andres Obrador, says he has tough policies on drug crime, and they will pay dividends. And amongst those tough policies is sending in, well, armed police. They're there anyway, but soldiers, helicopters, army helicopters, special units who are going to try and take down the drugs cartels. And what we've seen of late is that in one western part of Mexico, in Michoacán State, a shooting in which 13 police officers were killed. Essentially, they were ambushed. I don't know if they even managed to get a shot off between them, but that happened whilst not very long before it, there was also a shootout in another western Mexican state of Guerrero. 14 armed civilians and a soldier died in that particular gunfight. So we're talking 27 people killed, probably by two different drugs cartels in shootouts in two parts of Mexico. If that happened in the UK or South Africa or most countries, it would be an absolute international outcry and a huge question mark. The sad fact is, it's almost taken as a matter of course now that in Mexico, the drugs cartels do this, they behead people, they hide bodies, and they're getting away with it. Well, let's hope the Mexican president's new military operations will make a difference.
It's such an intractable problem, and as you say, it's become so commonplace for years now. I mean, how many movies and films, and books have been written about what happens there?
True.
Lebanese wildfires, an appeal for help as dozens of fires burn out of control.
Now, I don't know about you, but I would never have thought that Lebanon was prone to wildfires. I mean, you think about the countries of the world, obviously South Africa being one, United States, Australia, southern Mediterranean countries where wildfires seem to be a matter of course in the summer. But Lebanon has got a history of it, so shame on me for not knowing. They are now battling their worst wildfires in several decades, and they're asking for international help. Essentially, in the western mountains of Lebanon, known for its forests, they are especially dry forests. They've had a long, hot, dry summer, and now a long, hot, dry autumn, as it is, with high temperatures still and strong winds, tinder dry conditions. Unfortunately, they reckon about 100 fires broke out in a space of 24 hours, and several dozen of those are still burning out of control, which is why they are desperately seeking others to help them. Lebanon does have its own firefighting equipment and water carrying planes and so forth, but they need more.
Yeah, no more Cedars of Lebanon. Can you think about it? 77 years for a medal. What a ballet dancer finally gets official recognition.
Oh, good on him. Yeah, this lovely chap, Henry Denton, he has finally collected his special Royal Academy of Dancing Ballet Medal that he won in 1942. It is the Adeline Genet Medal, made of silver. But the thing is, in 1942, there was a war on. So a 23-year-old Henry was told, no silver, you'll have to wait until metals are available. So for some reason, this rather got forgotten. And 77 years later, metals are more available, strangely enough, in today's world. And a 100-year-old Henry Denton has finally got his silver medal. Oh, and by the way, he still dances. He teaches ballet in the town of Hattiesburg in Mississippi. And I have to say, he's one of the very few blokes, aged 100, who can get away with wearing tights and looking okay.
Yeah, don't try it at home, as they say. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's Worldview.